This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands, for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Hello, Vidar, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Good to be talking with you again, Toby. Hi.
For your, I think, final audio-described review of 2023, we have the current touring stage production of that breathtaking romantic thriller that is The Bodyguard musical at the Alexander Theatre in Birmingham. I suspect many people have more than likely seen the movie version of The Bodyguard starring Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. But Vidar, I wondered, how did you find this critically acclaimed stage production?
Very compelling, very entertaining, great music, great acting as far as I could judge, and great audio description. And Anne Hornsby, who I'm sure is a name that listeners will be familiar with, provided the audio description at the Alex Theatre in Birmingham on this occasion. And I was thinking, Toby, actually, I think I had seen the stage show a long time ago, not long after it first came out, actually. And I don't think, in fact, I'm pretty confident that we didn't have audio description on that occasion. So whilst I could get the gist of it and enjoy the music, particularly for its own sake, it wasn't until having seen it, you know, more recently in the last few days, that I suddenly realized just how much more there is to bring to life through the audio descriptions that sort of, if you like, paints the pictures in words for what you can't see if you're blind or partially sighted.
Yeah, I believe there was sort of great use of almost cinematic-like stage effects in this production, from a sort of gunshot that I think reverberated around the auditorium at the beginning to bits of the set moving in and out to form sort of rock concert stadiums, recording studios and even Beverly Hills mansions. And I wondered how that sort of maybe came alive through Anne's audio description for you.
Well, suffice to say that had Anne not described that, I would have been unaware of any of it. So, you know, it was clearly, you know, slick production, but overtly visual, and actually without that clarification, without that explanation through the audio description. And also, talking with Anne during the pre-show touch tour about some of the effects and the use of lighting and all the rest of it, I wouldn't have appreciated half of all of that that you've just described there, Toby.
And lighting is pretty critical, I think, in this production, because Mark Henderson's sort of lighting does sort of, I suppose, accentuate that sort of cinematic feel to it. And that's really important, which some people might think for somebody who's visually impaired may not be so important. But lighting does add so much to the sort of the whole experience of a show and the effect of a show.
It does. And obviously, people with sight loss or visual impairment of different degrees, you know, some people can appreciate more of that lighting effect than others. So it's good to be aware of it, whatever, at least I would suggest, it's good to be aware of the lighting effects, whatever one's visual impairment might be. And hopefully, in some cases at least, that might be something that one can perceive and get something out of when it's actually brought to your attention.
And of course, there are those great Whitney Houston sort of songs in The Bodyguard musical, which I think was given perhaps more time in the stage production than compared to the 1992 film. And I wondered how Australian Idol's Emily Williams took on those big sort of Whitney Houston songs, because I think they might be slightly tricky for any sort of singer.
You know, I was wondering that before I went, and I happen to be a fan of Whitney Houston and many of her songs. So I was thinking, now then, this is going to be quite a tall order for, you know, people to set the bar high on this one. But, you know, whilst it's fair to say, and this is not a criticism, it's just an observation and a fact, you know, it wasn't Whitney Houston singing. Having said that, she did a great job, and the actress in question certainly gave it her all in terms of the music performances and the songs. And we came out, the person I was with, a friend of mine, having thoroughly enjoyed it and having been reminded of some of those iconic songs.
Yeah, I think we can all sort of remember Whitney Houston's songs, and I'm sure they would be tricky for any singer to do, and, you know, difficult to take on that sort of, that sound of her voice too. Vidar, would you say that The Bodyguard musical might be a good sort of alternative to a panto if you were looking for something different to see this festive period?
I think it would. It's got a very straightforward storyline. It's got some great singing, some great melodies, some great acting. And in terms of the audio described experience, Toby, the pre-show touch tour was well worth attending. And although we didn't get on stage this time, Anne was able to show us, nonetheless, from the wings, as it were, some of the costumes, some of the weapons actually involved as well, talk about the lighting, and you get a certain context already before even listening to the pre-show notes, 15 minutes before curtain up, and I would recommend all of that to everybody. And yes, in terms of perhaps an alternative, if you're not a great fan of Panto, or even if you are, you want something different, then The Bodyguard would certainly provide that.
Well, you can catch The Bodyguard as it continues on tour, I believe, up into Glasgow for early January, and more details can be found on the production website, which is thebodyguardmusical.com. Vida, I think for your first audio described review of 2024, we will be having a bit of a roundup of a few productions that in some ways might be more aimed at a younger audience.
So, yes, we will be looking at Dear Santa, lots of young people writing to Santa, probably already written to Santa to ensure that he gets their requests this side of Christmas. And also another production aimed at all ages, actually, and I think we're all kids at all ages, the pantomime Snow White, which is on at the Wolverhampton Grand as well. So hopefully we can compare notes or at least talk about those particular shows early in January.
I look forward to that. And as always, thank you very much indeed, Vida, for sharing your audio described review of The Bodyguard musical at the Alexander Theatre in Birmingham with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby. And may I take this opportunity of wishing not only you, but all your colleagues and indeed listeners a very Merry Christmas and all the very best for 2024.
Thank you, Vida, and the best to you too.